Now listen, Mike, how does this sound to you? Dave goes wrong only when neither of us is present. And when he is wrong, the arrival of either of us snaps him out of it. I once told you that was sinister. Don't interrupt. How is a robot different when humans are not present? The answer is obvious. There is a larger requirement of personal initiative. In that case, look for the body parts that are affected by the new requirements. Golly. Donovan sat up straight, then subsided. No. Not enough. It's too broad. It doesn't cut the possibilities much. Can't help that. In any case, there's no danger of not making quota. We'll take shifts watching those robots through the visor. Anytime anything goes wrong, we get to the scene of action immediately. That will put them right. But the robots will fail spec anyway, Greg. United States robots can't market DV models with a report like that. Obviously. We've got to locate the error in makeup and correct it, and we've got 10 days to do it in. Powell scratched his head. The trouble is... Well, you had better look at the blueprints yourself. The blueprints covered the floor like a carpet, and Donovan crawled over the face of them following Powell's erratic pencil. Powell said, "Here's where you come in, Mike. You're the body specialist, and I want you to check me. I've been trying to cut out all circuits not involved in the personal initiative hookup. Right here, for instance, is the trunk artery involving mechanical operations. I cut out all routine side routes as emergency divisions." He looked up. "What do you think?" Donovan had a very bad taste in his mouth. "The job's not that simple, Greg. Personal initiative isn't an electric circuit you can separate from the rest and study. When a robot is on his own, the intensity of the body activity increases immediately on almost all fronts. There isn't a circuit entirely unaffected. What must be done is to locate the particular condition, a very specific condition, that throws him off, and then start eliminating circuits." Powell got up and dusted himself. All right. Take away the blueprints and burn them. Donovan said, "You see, when activity intensifies, anything can happen, given one single faulty part. Insulation breaks down, a condenser spills over, a connection sparks, a coil overheats. And if you work blind with the whole robot to choose from, you'll never find the bad spot. If you take Dave apart and test every point of his body mechanism one by one, putting him together each time and trying him out, all right, I can see through a porthole too." They faced each other hopelessly, and then Powell said cautiously, "Suppose we interview one of the subsidiaries." Neither Powell nor Donovan had ever had previous occasion to talk to a finger. It could talk. It wasn't quite the perfect analogy to a human finger. In fact, it had a fairly developed brain, but that brain was tuned primarily to the reception of orders via positronic field, and its reaction to independent stimuli was rather fumbling. Nor was Powell certain as to its name. Its serial number was DV-52, but that was not very useful. He compromised. "Look, Powell," he said, "I'm going to ask you to do some hard thinking, and then you can go back to your boss." The finger nodded its head stiffly, but did not exert its limited brain power on speech. "Now, on 4 occasions recently," Powell said, "your boss deviated from brain scheme. Do you remember those occasions?"
"Yes, sir."
Donovan growled angrily. "He remembers. I tell you, there is something very sinister. Oh, go bash your skull. Of course the finger remembers. There is nothing wrong with him." Powell turned back to the robot. "What were you doing each time? I mean, the whole group?" The finger had a curious air of reciting by rote, as if he answered questions by the mechanical pressure of his brain pan, but without any enthusiasm whatever. He said, "The first time we were at work on a difficult outcropping in Tunnel 17, Level B. The second time we were buttressing the roof against a possible cave-in. The third time we were preparing accurate blasts in order to tunnel farther without breaking into a subterranean fissure. The fourth time was just after a minor cave-in." "What happened at these times?"
It is difficult to describe. An order would be issued, but before we could receive and interpret it, a new order came to march in queer formation.
Powell snapped out, "Why?"
"I don't know."
Donovan broke in tensely. "What was the first order? The one that was superseded by the marching directions?"
"I don't know. I sensed that an order was sent, but there was never time to receive it."
"Could you tell us anything about it? Was it the same order each time?"
The finger shook his head unhappily. "I don't know."
Powell leaned back. "All right, get back to your boss."
The finger left with visible relief.